And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Doing all right.
Yeah. It's been pretty good. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our weekend.
Okay.
Because we went to the Springs and we went to
Colorado Springs.
Yeah, I always call it the Springs. I was like,
you can call it the Springs, but people might not know what you're talking about.
Well, I was talking to somebody at work.
People who don't live in Colorado might not know what you're talking about.
I was talking to somebody at work and I was like, I went down to the Springs. Like, what, hot springs? Was it?
Yeah,
like,
no.
No, like
Colorado Springs.
There's other springs around here. I guess technically.
They're technically
Steamboat Springs. Is that a thing?
Steamboat Springs, Idaho Springs. There's a lot of them, but I tend to just associate the springs with Colorado Springs.
Yeah. So, but there was I forgot exactly what it was called.
Some sort of like toy comic convention thing.
It was like Colorado Springs Toy and Comic. It's feeling very generic.
Yeah.
They have an event in this high school.
Yeah, it was in a high school.
Which was weird.
It was very odd because I was like, why is it in a high school? But you know what? That's fine.
Was it a high school auditorium? Or school lunchroom.
It's kind of like their lunchroom-ish place.
I thought it was interesting because the basketball court and the lunchroom were connected. I don't know why that was interesting to me because ours was always like separate.
Oh, they just had a door where you could go to the gym. Ours was right next to it.
Yeah, ours was like, they kept that away. You know, I guess they didn't want kids, you know, getting done with eating lunch and be like, basketball.
Well, you know, I think it also, like, this school was obviously built after my school.
Yeah.
My school was built in the 70s, so God only knows what they were doing.
My school was built in 1963, and they literally named it after JFK because the kids were like, yay, we want to name it after our favorite president.
And then he got shot.
And then he was supposed to show up.
Oh, no.
He's supposed to make an appearance because I think we might have been the first one to do it because there's other JFK high schools.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton.
But JFK, he was supposed to show up and never did.
I find it funny that like all the high schools back there, like where you grew up, are all named after presidents. Like you've got
just in my town.
Yeah.
In my area, my district, we have JFK,
mm-hmm.
then we had the middle school, which was Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
And then we had Theodore Roosevelt. And then even down the street, I don't know how it didn't get included, but it is. You have Grover Cleveland. And there's also McKinley, which is, but I don't think it's after, it's not like William McKinley or whatever the fuck his name is, like a president.
Wasn't he the one who got shot in Buffalo? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a tragic history with presidents in some way.
Yeah.
And we love them so much, but they just, it never works out.
Apparently not.
So that's Cheektowaga for you in a nutshell. But anyways, the comic convention, it was just basically just a room full of vendors.
Not that many either. It was really kind of small, which I appreciated.
Yeah. And it was free. So
it was free. Like you literally just walked in and you were like, hello, I'd like to buy things.
You walk in, you look around, and it was nice. It was actually, you know, and there's some stock stuff, you know, there was.
Yeah. But there was, you know, I think of it, I personally like it when it was small and there, like I said, there wasn't that many people there.
No.
I mean.
Well, it's in the Springs. It's out of the way.
Yeah. And it's in a high school. So I didn't know what to expect. But we just kind of walked in and there were like, you know, we bought a bunch of comic books from this guy who was like, yeah, I'm just selling some of my collection from my closet.
Yeah. The vendor was just
a
guy.
Cool, yeah. He was just this guy. He was like, yeah, I love comic books. I'm just trying to, you know, make space. And I'm like, yeah, I hear it.
Yeah.
So we bought some stuff from him.
I'm actually very excited because you bought some Action Comics, I think, right?
I did. Yeah, some old ones.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy Lois Lane's?
No, he only had one Lois Lane. It was the one with the cat feet that I already have.
We have that one.
Yeah.
But there was also, I forgot what I bought, but I know one of them that I bought was the final issue of Marvel Team Up.
Yep.
From, I think, 1985. And it kind of makes me think, you know, since we're kind of doing like a different, you know, different structure of the show, maybe we just do a month, like call it fuck it month.
Okay.
Where it's like last issues.
Oh, I know you love a last issue.
The last issues of comic books that we have,
no.
You know, and if we haven't done them yet, which is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just we give up, you know, because which is crazy for like a, I mean,
it's called the end month.
Yeah, I guess the end. Well, it reminds me of a friend of the show, Rob Kelly.
Maybe we should call it Final Countdown.
Maybe. Well, what the workshop.
We can't use the beginning of Final Countdown.
I don't know. Maybe if you use like
what, and then like cut to our song, maybe we won't get dinged.
No, that's true. I don't know. It's the rules of using music on podcasts
are weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah,
it's still very weird, and it'll never be figured out because people are just be like, "Yeah, you can do this," and then
you really can't.
And it's like, "No, you can't," and you don't know what you're talking about. No, I can do it. Yeah, no, I would just do that. But it actually reminds me of Rob Kelly's podcast. I don't know if he still does it. He might still do it. It's called Fade Out, and it's issue. It's a can't think of remember if it's like just directors or definitely actors. It's like their last role, and he talks about like the movie.
Yeah,
I think that I like finality of things.
Yeah,
it kind of pops me. So I like that, and I look maybe we could try that because I'm just curious to see, you know, what we have that comes up. I did want to really point out here before we get to our book. I feel like, and this actually somebody kind of brought this to my attention because they're one of our listeners. I don't know his name, but I just know his Twitter handle is like Rick Katz.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, I'm probably getting it wrong. I'm not looking at my phone. I apologize. You know who you are.
Yep.
But
I know who you are. We know who you are.
But he messaged me and he said something about doing like a Q&A, like offering Q&A or people to send in questions. We could do an episode based on that. And I think that's a great idea. Just that I feel like.
Like questions for us or questions about like comic books and
questions
stuff?
In general. I mean, honestly, if you want to do that's the thing. I feel like we don't promote this, so I'm going to try this differently. And if you're listening to the beginning of the show, email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or go on our Facebook page.
Yep.
And Worst Collection Ever, or find us on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean.
Or at Jen Stansfield.
And Instagram, we're on there.
Yep.
And you
blue could, sky threads pick one blue sky,
yeah, whatever. So if you want to be a part of the show and you want to correspond with us, and maybe we could do some listener questions, or if you just want to entertain us with stuff and do stories, I don't care, man. It's all good, you know. But email us worstcollectionever@gmail.com. I feel like we wait to the end of the show, maybe people have already just like we finished the book and they go, ah, fuck it, you know, kind of like, you know, like this month I want to do fuck it.
The fuck it month.
The fuck it month, but they just want to run away, and maybe they missed the end of the show.
I can't blame them.
It's true. It's
dedication to get to the end of these shows.
Our podcast is a challenge to the will and dedication of your ears. Sometimes, because I sound like an out of control truck talking sometimes. You know,
yeah,
maybe you don't get to the end because you're like, "Woo, I gotta turn this off."
can't take it anymore.
But if you're here, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Yep.
Please email us. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
In 1975, Jaws was released. It is routinely regarded as one of the greatest films of all time and is generally credited with creating the concept of the summer blockbuster. In 1978, in an obvious cash grab, Jaws 2 was released, failing to have lightning strike a second time, but presenting a generally enjoyable film. In 1983, Jaws 3D was released, shamelessly attempting to take advantage of a gullible audience. By 1987, there was no pretense of quality as Lorraine Gary and Michael Caine cashed paychecks for sleepwalking through a pointless and incredulous sequel. In 2016, Paul Spitero created Is It Jaws, in which he and a group of rotating guest hosts discuss new and old movies and place them up against the Jaws scale, which ignores some elements of the actual films and sets forth a rating scale. Jaws, an all-time great classic film. Jaws 2. An enjoyable film with some flaws, but worthy of multiple viewings. Jaws 3, a moderately enjoyable film. And finally, Jaws 4, a bad movie. Please join Paul and his guests as they ask the ever-important question, is it Jaws?
Let's say we get into our book.
Yeah, absolutely. What are we reading this week?
We're reading, this is our first in returning. This is our first Batman.
Oh, man.
Batman Legends of the Dark Knight, number 16 from March 1991.
Mm-hmm.
And I am actually very excited for this because this is a storyline collected in full.
Yeah.
In these issues that we have.
You know, what's really funny is when I picked this up, I was like, did I buy this whole run? And yes, the answer is yes, I probably
did. I have it right out.
Yeah, I did. I totally forgot that I had bought this entire run.
But I think this is interesting because, so it's called Venom, part 1 of 5. Dennis O'Neill is the writer. Layouts by Trevor Von Eden. Russell Braun is the pencils. Inks by Luis Garcia Lopez. From what we can gather, this has to do with the drug Venom.
Right.
Which is the thing that gets pumped into Bane's body.
Yes.
It makes him huge.
Huge.
And I guess where it would debut? And, you know,
That's a really good question. I don't know. What year is this?
1991. So, because Nightfall wasn't until 1993.
Maybe.
So,
very, very possible.
I just find it cool that we have this and that we're able to just talk about it. Because I would think this would be like a big issue. Like, it might be worth something.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, it even says in the back that it is a controversial storyline.
It sure is.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, so on the cover here, and it's the covers, I've looked at all the covers we have for these books, and it tells like this weird story, and I'm looking forward to kind of going through it.
Yeah.
But this first one, though, is just a cover. On the cover, it's Batman holding an old-timey lantern.
Yep, walking through a sewer.
Walking through a sewer, as he does.
You know, these comic book characters spend a lot of time in sewers. I mean, Savage Dragon was in a sewer, now Batman's in a sewer.
Are we a sewer-based content?
Apparently, yes, we're a sewer-based podcast, which actually is totally our brand.
Actually, that'd be safe. Sorry, guys, we're just doing comic books about comics and sewers.
Honestly, there's a lot of them.
We'd be doing all sorts of Ninja Turtle books.
We'd be doing, like, the whole Morlocks run.
Oh, yeah.
And the X-Men. Yeah, there's a lot.
Sewer-based content. So, of course, Venom Part 1 is the story. Right on the inside page, though, I didn't realize this, there is a maxi-series for Challengers of the Unknown.
They's Unknown.
No, They's Known now because they have
They's
in the page.
That guy at the thing, he had some Challengers of the Unknown, and I was like, but I didn't buy them.
I have a challenge. I think I might have two of them. I think they both star Swamp Thing, which I think we might have done on the show.
Probably.
Very long time ago.
Yeah.
Venom Part 1. We start off with Batman. Apparently, there is a sewer leak of some sort.
Yeah. Well, so Batman wants to go down in the sewer, but the guy he's talking to, because we start out with like him just talking to a sanitation worker. And the sanitation worker like, no, nobody can go down there because it's really dangerous. And Batman's like, I'm going down there because I am Batman.
I don't know if they know that there's somebody down there.
Right.
Just because it's just the way that it's played out here is Batman. This guy's like, hey, man, if you go down there, everything's going to like collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman's like, there's a child down there. And this guy's just like, okay. Like, how did you say? I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It's like, so you. I wonder if they've been arguing about this because it's like, hi, I'm Batman. I'm here to rescue the child. He's like, oh, well, you know, there's some danger down there.
Why he's even talking to this guy is very, like, why? Batman would just disappear.
Yeah. You know,
like, he would just, like, there'd be a guy and all of a sudden you hear, like, a shoo. And, like, he'd turn around, but Batman had, like, just dropped through, like, the open sewer, the manhole.
Right.
Like, and the guy would be like, huh? And that would be the drawing. But this guy, like, Batman's just, like, negotiating with this guy.
That'd be like Batman. That'd be like Superman.
Because it's not like he's asking this guy for help. He just wants to go down there. And the sanitation worker's like, well, it's dangerous.
Well, I like that. It'd be like if Superman went to, like, an air traffic controller or somebody at an airport and was like, hey, that plane's on fire. Or so there'd be a plane on fire.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, hey, I have to go save that plane. He's like, yeah, but it's on fire. Well, I'm going to go anyways.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
I needed your permission for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why that. So Batman drops down into the sewer and it's very cold and it is oppressive. And there's a lot of like he hears there's a lot of narration in this part.
I actually do like this description here about the sewer being having air that is thick, oppressive, cold.
Yeah.
And I can kind of understand that.
Yeah, I can too.
It's like
too.
A humidity, but it's cold.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Which is terrible. I always associate like oppressive air more with being hot. So I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it could be cold, couldn't it?
Well, yeah,
like I never really thought about it that way. Maybe because I'm not a heat-based person.
Yeah, Gotham's like Seattle where it could be
just
cold
rains all
and
the time.
Moist all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just constantly raining. But so Batman hears this girl, because from what I understand, there was a kidnapper. The kidnapper
took this girl
because Batman, we find out later a little bit later that Batman was able to track the boots down that somebody wore, and he was able to track where this was.
Right.
Because he's a super detective.
So he like goes down in the sewer and there's this girl and her name is Sissy.
Sissy Porter.
And she's
to be confused with Sissy Spacek.
And she's tied to a chair and she's like, I don't know, probably up to like her thighs maybe at this point.
Yeah,
her
she's
waist.
Up her legs in there, yeah.
And Batman's like, aha, I found you. But as he's running towards her, like a big part of the roof of this place collapses and like lands pretty much like right in front of her.
I'm surprised that this girl just didn't get bowled over or something.
I mean, the boulders, we'll talk about it a bit because they're so big. I don't know how she didn't get killed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's rocks and giant amounts of water and rocks. And this girl's just like, I'm still sitting here just waiting to drown.
Honestly, if she'd gotten crushed by a rock, better way to go than actually did go. So Batman comes and he starts like hucking boulders that must weigh like 40 pounds, 50 pounds, like over his head.
Some of these rocks are
really huge.
Big for, I think, I guess you could kind of compare it to like being like a medicine ball.
Oh, they're even bigger than that.
But
they're huge.
But he's able to move quite a few of them.
Yeah.
Just because,
you know, he's Batman. And then, of course, there's a huge one. Like this boulder is so big. It's bigger than, I mean, it's probably the size of like a door, bigger than a door.
Yeah.
And Batman's like, I'm going to move it. And I'm like, you fucking moron. No, you're not. He knows he can't move it. So I always look and I realize this isn't exactly what the intention behind Legends of the Dark Knight is. I always kind of look at it as like a Elseworld what if type
of thing.
It's
still kind of also related in the actual current universe. Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be like Batman in his early career. Then, you know, Batman also maybe in the future, but like not what you're seeing in main continuity. But I always look at this as kind of like an Elseworlds thing.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like different. So I feel like Batman would blow it up or use his grappling hook or something instead of try to actually move it with his body.
Yeah. You think he would have something in his belt to do something?
Yeah, because he's got so many gadgets. But he does not go the gadget route. He can't move the boulder. The water is coming. And Sissy drowns.
Yeah.
R.I.P.D.
Yeah, gets this poor girl fucking drowning.
Yeah. And she's just like looking up through the water, just like glassy eyed.
Batman.
So Batman's like, no. Like he's very upset, obviously. He tried to save this girl. So he goes home. And for some reason, this whole thing is like him going like into the mansion with his bat shit on instead of going into the bat cave.
Yeah, right? Because did he park the car out front and then come through the front door?
I don't know.
And then go into the Batcave?
I don't know, because he doesn't.
That's what he does.
He literally is just sitting in his den and he's like sad. And Alfred's like, you know, it's okay, Mr. Bruce. You know, no, Master Bruce. Like, no, no. Everybody fails. And he's like, wait, you didn't think you'd never fail, right? Because apparently he did. Apparently he thought he was just going to never fail at this, which
never
is
fail.
Odd for somebody as smart as Batman. And so then,
I do like him giving a talk to the hand, Alfred.
So Alfred's like, hey, by the way, you smell.
Yeah.
This is where Batman's like, but I did all the right things. Like I found the boots and I analyzed the mud and I was able to find, like, go down and find where this girl was and I still failed and whatever. And he's like, well, I still got to go talk to her dad.
Right.
So he puts his cowl back on and goes to her dad's house.
Randolph, Dr. Porter. He's a scientist.
Yeah, he's a scientist who is apparently making this venom in a pill.
He makes a bunch of designer, like he's
he
kind
makes
of
designer
like,
drugs.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Walter White.
Yeah.
You know, in a way.
But this guy, when Batman comes to say, hey, by the way, your kidnapped daughter drowned. Now, I don't even know if Batman got her body out. There's no conversation.
It's just a floating
Yeah.
kid there.
So she's dead. This guy does not give a fuck that his daughter is
No,
dead.
It's actually very, it's very uncomfortable. And Batman, for to his credit, isn't like, the fuck, dude? He just kind of like, he kind of no-sells it.
Yeah, it's really weird because it's okay. Almost like the, now, I don't remember how this run goes, but it's almost like this guy did this on purpose to
get. Well, I think it is.
I think that's where we're going with this, because this guy's just like, well, yeah, she's dead, but, you know, who knows what terrible things would have happened to her had she lived.
Like, man, it was a short life, but, you know, yeah, they could, but it was still happy. It was still good.
It's still good.
And Batman's like, she died in pain and alone. He's like, that sucks, right?
That sucks, but, you know, it could have been totally worse.
It sucks. Check these drugs out,
if she was still alive, like, there could be worse, terrible pain.
So Batman's like, hey, so why were these kidnappers trying to, capture her? Like, what's the deal here? And he's like, well, they wanted my pills. And Batman, he's like,
you wouldn't understand what these designer drugs are.
If you have
stupid
to ask, you'll
Batman.
Never know.
And Batman's like, try me. I am a genius. So this guy explains to him, and Batman's like, oh, yes, like the work so-and-so is doing and all these, you know, he pulls out the I'm smart card.
Yeah, he's. He has his own curriculum, you know.
And the guy's like, hey, Batman, would you like one of these designer pills? It's going to be basically like, you don't have to spend any time in the gym. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because the way he describes them is, basically what I do is alter the molecular structure of certain chemicals to obtain results not found in nature, custom make them as if they were to enhance human potential. So fancy steroids in a way, but, you know, but also science.
Also science. But I do want to point out that throughout this book, whenever you get like a close-up face shot of Batman, his lips are drawn very pretty.
Yeah, these are pretty.
He has such
lips, yeah.
Very pretty, pillowy lips. Like, it's like he got filler, but he didn't. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just this guy, his daughter has just been drowned to death in a sewer.
I don't know.
Well, right.
I'm assuming that what we're going to find out, maybe it wasn't his daughter.
Yeah.
Or something. But that's why he doesn't care.
Well, the mother's not there because he's
the mom's
my wife
dead
died.
Too. Yeah.
So I'm just hanging out in here.
Stealing
kids, making drugs.
That's what I'm assuming he's doing.
I should have called the trade to this, like stealing kids, making drugs.
Nice.
Actually, that should have been the title of this run.
Yeah.
But, you know, Venom sounds good.
I mean, Venom's probably more impactful, but, you know.
Can I get the new latest issue of Stealing Kids, Making Drugs? I just amazed here by this baseball analogy he uses. It's like, well, those guys are just doing base hits, but I'm gonna do a four bagger now, cross at home plate. I'm like, bro,
that was a set, because I was like, a four bagger, is that something
people... it's a home run, because
I know I figured it out that it was a home run, but I'm like, is that something people say? Because I don't think I've ever heard that term.
I don't think I've ever heard it either.
Yeah.
So Batman, so the somebody is interrupting the house or coming into the house, and Batman, just as he's about to, he's trying to, he hides the doctor away.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, wait. He's like, is somebody else here? He's like, no, I'm the only other person here. And he's like, well, somebody's coming up the back stairs.
Right. And so this guy comes up, he rips through the door. I thought he melted through the door. It's actually kind of cool.
It kind of looks like that, yeah.
And then we get this thing where Batman surprises him. And he's about to punch him, but it looks like he's punching this girl.
Yeah.
Because it's cut to like a still of that girl underwater.
Because it's supposed to be like, this is what Batman is seeing when he's punching, you know what I mean? But it does look like he's just going to punch the girl in the face.
He punches this guy out, and then he's like, oh, well, there's a truck outside. I'm going to get it. Batman belly flops straight on top of this hood.
Yeah, because Batman's like, I got to go after that guy. I don't know. Instead of grabbing the Batmobile or the Batcycle, he just like jumps.
I don't know. Maybe he parked it too far away.
It's true.
You wouldn't be able to catch him.
But the truck is so, you know, wide that Batman's arms can't get grip on the side.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't get my grip. And of course, he falls off when this guy's like swerving.
Maybe that guy has pills for longer arms.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the thing. I'm like, dude. So he's like all upset.
Yeah. So but Batman gets tossed off. And he goes back to the Batcave, or to the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Albert, because he's Albert's kind of sassy in this book.
Oh, Alfred, yeah.
Sorry, what am I saying? Albert. Alfred's kind of sassy in this because Batman comes back and he's like, I've heard that mud wrestling is all the rage at some of the city's gamier establishments, but I didn't imagine a creature of the night wouldn't. He's like, He's like, shut the fuck up.
I know. I love Alfred because Alfred's even just like over his fucking nonsense in this book.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
he just gets to the point where he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's I just imagine though, Batman mud wrestling, like showing up at like a, like there's like an underground mud wrestling thing, or maybe he's wrestling with those kids in Uganda.
Oh, you know, yeah.
That, like, the soft ground wrestling.
What? They have a promotion name. What is it?
Soft ground wrestling.
Oh, soft ground wrestling. Okay.
Yeah. There's these kids in Uganda who post online.
Who have like a wrestling promotion. They literally just throw each other on the ground.
Yeah.
Which I'm like.
They have posts on the ground and the ground is soft enough that when they do actual wrestling moves, they are not crippled.
I can't imagine. Is it really that soft? I mean, okay. My experience with soil, as you know. The soil out here fucking sucks. It's like clay.
Yeah. We couldn't do that out here. Maybe.
No, you would die.
Yeah.
So maybe it is really soft. Maybe they got great soil over there.
They must because they're wrestling on it and everything's okay. And it's pretty wild stuff, man. Because these kids are like.
Oh, these kids are like going teenagers. For it. Didn't they get an ambulance at one point? They were doing like
a coffin match.
Oh, a coffin match. That's what it was. I was like, these kids are nuts.
They are nuts. And there's a lot of wrestlers like Kenny Omega and like Will Ospreay that are kind of like, hey, man, you guys are cool.
I mean, they're really going for it.
So Batman heads down to the thing. I didn't realize, and maybe this is something that comes up later or he has come up in multiple times, but the key to opening the bat cave is turning the clock to the exact time his parents died.
Right. And that's if you're entering it from the den or wherever the hell he is.
So Alfred goes down there and Batman's trying to deadlift.
Yes. And he's trying to, what was it like? I think it's 630 something pounds.
630 pounds, which is the amount of which he assumes is the size of the weight of the rock.
I'm going to guess that rock probably weighed a lot more than that.
I guess so, too.
That rock looks like, you know, one of the rocks that periodically falls onto I-70 and fucking blocks the road because, you know, you're driving through the mountains. I mean, this thing is huge. Like, a car couldn't get around.
So, the weight he has on here, it looks like only three plates, but I think there would be more.
I mean, I don't know.
He's trying to lift it up like Mark Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And he blows out his deltoid.
Oh, yeah. He completely blows out his deltoid.
He gets a big red ouchie.
And then Alfred's like, oh, we need to take you to a doctor. And he's like, no, I have to go somewhere, you know.
I must do detective work in a sling.
I think this is, and I understand this is like a Batman thing.
Actually some great detective work here, though.
Oh, he's a great detective. But here's the thing that always drives me nuts about Batman, about how he's characterized in some of these books, is he doesn't sleep.
Nope.
Ever. And he doesn't eat ever. And he doesn't ever go to the doctor. And I'm like, you can't maintain a body like he has if you don't eat.
No.
You don't sleep. And
there's a few times where he gets a sandwich.
There's a couple times, but a lot of times he doesn't eat. You need to sleep. And then he, like any athlete, I'm sure he plays hurt, right? Like any athlete does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they still have to stop and eventually go get medical attention because if not, they're not going to be able to continue.
Well, yeah, that's how it is with a lot of wrestlers where, you know, you get wrestlers that work hurt all the time. And then eventually whatever injury it is catches up to them and they have to take a powder and you know, be on the shelf for a number of months.
I know, because I'm like, you guys keep telling me he's smart and he's a fucking moron.
He is pretty dumb. for as smart as he is, he's also very stupid.
Yeah.
Also, I'm trying to think here. So is this an early story? It must be.
My guess is yes, because when I looked up on Wikipedia, so according to Wikipedia, because I looked this up before I came down here. So according to Wikipedia, these are supposed to be stories of the early days of Batman's career, year one stories. Eventually, this book starts going like present day, also sometimes in the future, but mostly it's supposed to be these like the tales of the early days of Bruce Wayne's career as Batman.
So whenever this is, though, because this is apparently before Two-Face is created, because he's on a car phone and he's like, explaining to Alfred, he's like, oh, Harvey Dent, the attorney that Batman, I mean me,
has a relationship with.
And
yeah. And he's obviously Harvey Dent. He's not Two-Face yet. So
also his costume is not as the current. Like, I think there would be like a yellow black symbol, yellow with the black pad. This is just like,
I really think it depends on who's drawing him, to be honest with you.
That's true.
Because this is more of like a gray, because it kind of like, since it's obviously that year one, it's kind of that darker feel. Yeah. So he's not going to have that like bright yellow.
Right. The blue's pretty prominent, yeah, though.
So Alfred's like driving him to, I don't know, because he tracked down where these kidnappers were. The guy in the truck who got away, he tracked him down. So Alfred kind of like drives him downtown.
Alfred drives him to, he drops him off at his friend's house.
He drops him off. But Alfred's like pissed at this point. He's like, sir, your shoulder's like twice the size that it usually is. You need to see a doctor. And he's like, nah. And he's like, I'm tendering my resignation. And Bruce doesn't say anything. Yeah. He just like leaves.
He's like, nah, man. But then he goes and jumps up this fire escape. And I kind of like how these two goons are sitting there. He's like, oh, I could have takes Batman's. You know, and then Batman just appears in the window. He's like, hey.
I honestly, at the beginning, I thought he was just talking at the glass.
Yeah, I thought actually for a second, because I didn't get to it yet, but I thought he was like sneaking up and but these guys saw him because one of these guys against the wall.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, because Batman's like looking in through the window and he's talking. And I'm like, is the window even open? But apparently it was. So he comes in and they're like, all right, time to fight Batman. But of course, since his shoulder's fucked up, this doesn't go well.
No, he gets
his ass handed.
He gets jobbed out pretty hard here.
Yeah, like
especially because this one guy who with the lamp, he somehow perfectly hits Bruce in the shoulder.
Well,
that's
because
hurt.
There's a point where he goes to move it and he like goes they saw that, so they know he's like, you know, it's kind of like in wrestling when you're like, oh my god, he's favoring the knee, and oh my god, Seth Rollins is smashing it against the pole or whatever the fuck.
Right. I'm surprised though that they get him and they're holding him up. I'm surprised they didn't try to take his mask off. You know, because I feel like that's the, if I was a criminal,
that is the first thing I would go for.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, let's see who this guy is. You know, and then, you know, but like in Batman 89, like they try it and then like gas comes out or
yeah
whatever.
There's even like it's an animated series one where somebody tries it and it's like electrocuted or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like something that like jolts them away from it. I'm trying to remember what it was, but,
right.
So he's like, okay, the only thing I can do at this point is just kind of relax and because they're kicking my ass because they hold him up and then they throw him through a window.
No, actually what happens is, okay, so this is confusing here. So this guy punches Batman in the face. Does he punch him? And is it just because he's not good at punching and he hurts his hand?
I don't know. Maybe Batman's got a really hard face.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is like, is he a steel-faced Avenger?
I mean,
because
he hits
Avenger?
Him in the chin.
Yeah, he just cracks him in the chin, but then
because
he's holding
his hand. At first I was like, well, maybe he just hit him in the cowl because the cowl could be made of something hard, right?
That's true. Maybe he,
But he, it literally looks like he just hit him in the chin.
Yeah. Then the bigger guy punches him out the window. We kind of ragdolls himself. So like he gets punched and he falls out the window and then he just falls to the crowd.
He just lands on the fucking pavement.
Alfred's like, oh, I better get back to make, I start making dinner.
He's just like, eat pavement. So Alfred, I'm assuming, takes him back. And Batman's like dreaming. He sees Superman.
Real quick, this is the reason why we think that the father, or quote unquote father, we'll see, is in on this.
Yeah.
Is after these guys beat him up and they're like, hey, let's go get him. And then there's a dude that shows up and he's wearing a hat. You can't really see him.
Yeah.
But you kind of could, it kind of looks like he's wearing glasses.
Kind of. Yeah, it does.
And he's just like, we're not doing that yet. So
right.
That kind of like, okay.
Yep.
But Batman is having a dream. And
Superman,
because Alfred scooped him up, got him operated on.
Yep.
He's recovering. He's got Superman being like, hey, man, if I'm the Man of Steel, then you must be the Man of Tissue.
Yeah. Like that fucking essay or whatever it was called, like Man of Steel, Woman of Tissue or whatever the fuck it was called.
Right. But then like, as he's saying that, as Bat Superman is saying that, he turns into that little dead girl.
Yeah, kind of. But in a super.
She's got her head on Superman's costume. And then. It swaps to her body, but with Alfred's head on it.
Yeah. And then like walking towards him and then he wakes up and Alfred's there and it's something about cheese blintzes.
So what he says is in order to cover for Batman, he says that Bruce Wayne was on a hot air balloon.
Yeah. And he fell.
And he fell onto
a table filled with cheese blintzes and something else.
Cheese blintzes.
Oh,
he fell into hot air balloon. And they says like, well, that's just such a crazy story. You have to believe it.
Right.
But I try to imagine, like, different, like...
What'd he go for?
If I was his doctor, if I'm like just a jabroni doctor and I'm just, they're telling me this, I'd be like, okay, so was there a cheese blintz festival?
Right.
That this...
Like, why is it just a table filled with them?
Also, why was this rich man hanging... Did something happen on the hot air balloon that he was hanging from it and fell from... I mean, I don't know how big of a height. Clearly, he just fell for the... That sounds like a thing that would happen on, like, Mr. Bean or something.
Oh, 100%.
Or like, a police academy. He's like, da-da-da-da-da-da, crash.
Yeah.
You know, he just falls to Cheese Blitz. The Cheese Blitz Festival!
Woo! Actually, maybe that's where he was. He was at the festival.
That's how he gets his energy. He eats Cheese Blintzes all the time.
That's it. That's how he maintains his figure.
I must maintain my figure by eating this pastry filled with creme cheese. Or whatever it is. Is it like a creme cheese?
I actually have ricotta? I've never had a Cheese Blintz, so I couldn't tell you. Isn't there usually some sort of jelly in it?
Sometimes they make them with... It's the same kind of structure, but I feel like sometimes they make them with cheese and sometimes they make them with jelly.
That's sometimes they have both.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm going to look this up because I don't actually know what they are.
Or maybe
are.
It's like a... When I think blintzes, I also think like a crepe.
Yeah, let's see. Sweet and savory breakfast food. Let's see. Blintzes are a traditionally Jewish cuisine that consists of a thin pancake, similar to crepes, that are usually filled with a creamy cheese mixture and pan fried to give a crispy outside.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and then they put it in like...
You can put it in like preserves and stuff.
Yeah, some sort of like preserve over the top or whatever. So that is what a blintz is.
So that is a blintz.
You know, this is why people listen to this podcast, because they get to learn things.
This is our special segment, Blintz Banter. So Batman wakes up. Batman, first thing he says, he's like, did you tell your resignation, Alfred? He's like, oh, you heard me.
Yeah, oh, you were actually listening.
And Batman's like, or Alfred's like, yeah, I'll do it in like a couple decades.
Yeah, 40 or 50 years, I'm quitting, sir.
Yeah. So right away, though, Batman puts on his bat outfit and goes back to the Roy dealer.
Yep.
And
yeah, because Alfred's like, you really shouldn't be doing that. And he's like, nah, I got somewhere to be. So he goes to the doctor and he's like, so you know how you wanted to give me that pill earlier? Can you like give it to me now?
Can I has growth?
Can I has drugs? And the guy's like, yeah, here you go. Just take one a day and you won't ever have to worry about going to the gym. So Batman takes his pill.
Well, we get the drawing of him taking the pill.
Yeah.
Because you get the him explaining, this doctor explaining his pill, and it's just Batman holding the pill, and he goes, just tosses it in there. Although it's weird, because I don't know if this is like a color error,
it looks like his
eye is bleeding.
Yeah, it looks like he's crying blood or something.
I mean,
I don't think they meant to do. I think it might just be a color error.
I was like, maybe it's a side effect. Or like of a printing error.
Yeah.
You know, my eyes are bleeding.
Your eyes start bleeding before you even take it.
You're so excited. Your eyes start bleeding because you're going to get so strong.
Yeah, you're going to get, I mean, I'm assuming swole, even though Batman already is swole. Well, so.
But I think you get swole, but.
Swoller.
I mean, he looks pretty. I don't know if he looks swoller here because he
just looks the same.
He goes back to the Batcave and he lifts that weight and he just power cleans the shit out of it.
Yeah, and he's like, haha, I'm great. So now I'm going to go find those guys who beat me up and I'm going to beat them up.
Yeah. It's like a Charles Atlas ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
They kicked sand in my face. So I'm going to go kick him in, go to this bar, kick him in them faces.
Yep.
So he goes and beats these guys up at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he might as well. I don't know if he's so strong that he like explodes this guy's face by punching him.
Basically.
And he punches him through a window. And
he's like, I feel so strong.
He's just standing there and he starts laughing maniacally.
Yes. This is the Batman who laughed. Look at that.
It is. This is the first appearance of Venom and the Batman who laughed or laughs. He's the Batman who is laughing.
Yeah. Who is laughing?
Yeah. So he's laughing and apparently sounds like a Joker laugh because it sounds.
Because he's a crazy person.
Laugh that sounds strangely like a shriek. She's like, ah!
Yeah.
That does it for the book.
That does it. So
it's actually pretty, pretty lean right there.
Yeah. Really quick. I think this is obviously it's an interesting take on Batman.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out like, you know, obviously he's just a regular human. So of course he's going to have these failures and frailties because he's just a human. However, I think, you know, we're doing the Batman's on drugs thing. I think the take I like better is what they end up doing in Batman Beyond, because I feel that's more Batman, which is he builds a suit that's basically like has super strength and full of computers and
you
shit
would
like
think that.
That
yeah.
But I mean, that's eventually what he does, like, you know.
That's what Captain America had to do once his super soldier serum was turned on him.
Yeah.
And he had to build an exoskeleton.
Yeah. And that's kind of, you know, what they do in Batman Beyond. It's not like an exoskeleton, but it's just like an enhanced suit.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, Batman's really worried about his strength and his physicality because he relies on it so much. But I always see Batman as his weapon is not in his fists or his strength. He is the smartest guy in the room. So his weapon is that he can outthink anybody. So, I mean, I know where we're going. I see what we're doing. It's fine. It's cool. You know?
Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to it though, because just looking at the covers of these books, which will,
oh, the art's cool in this.
The art's great. Cause the covers are, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are cool.
Who is a very prominent artist throughout DC. In the 80s and 90s. These are fantastic. Like, and I think Batman, I actually really like the way Bruce looks and all this stuff.
Yeah,
like
he looks good.
We get a lot of just Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce's
face.
Not the
comedian Bruce, but yeah. Bruce. And he looks, it's just a, I don't know, I just like there's something, it's not a sprawling story. And right. I don't read a lot of Batman's books. He's not my favorite hero. But reading this, I feel like, I'm reading like just a one-off novelization or something. I dig it and it just feels right. And I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of this. Cause there's one of these, like, apparently fights a shark on the cover of one of these. I'm like,
nice.
I was like, oh, what's going on there? So I was like, hey man, I'm in. So I'm excited, which is funny because we're like worst collection ever, but you know, this is a good book, or at least to me, it's a good book.
Yeah.
I'm sure it probably gets good marks from a lot of folks. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thanks for being here. Of course, we gave our stuff at the top of the top of the episode. We're going to try to maybe do it closer to the top of the episode so you guys can email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. But please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your shows. We're also on YouTube. We have a playlist of all the new episodes that goes straight directly from any time we upload a new episode. It's an RSS feed that uploads audio directly as like a video, just like a static image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you listen on YouTube, which a lot of people do, that is great. And all the back episodes are up there too. So if you want to delve through that, that would be really cool. Also, just really quick, so you're doing a little bit of stuff on, was it not, I'll say Snapchat, TikTok with our podcast.
I did one thing. I think I made a reel. I don't know if I did a TikTok. I might have done a TikTok, but I did one with a reel, just because I'm still trying to figure out, like, I didn't have access to this audio file at the time because it was on your computer, so I was kind of trying to do that and create it. So I think maybe if there's like a better way for me to get the file,
we'll have to actually maybe we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out.
That's a cool idea.
But yeah, because I was trying to put it on Reels, trying to put something on TikTok, just like parts of the show where I think we're being stupid and funny.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Which is I like to say most of the time, but it's also far and few between. Like, are we just rambling? Which we tend
yes.
to do at the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yep.
I need to shut up. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.